Utah, the mom behind the popular YouTube channel Eight Passengers was sentenced to up to 60 years for child abuse.
I take full accountability for my choices, and it is my preference that I serve a prison sentence.
She admitted in her plea agreement she physically tortured her son, held his head underwater, and denied her children adequate water and food. The U.S. vetoes a U.N. resolution calling for an immediate ceasefire in Gaza.
We look forward to engaging on a text that we believe will address so many of the concerns we all share, a text that can and should be adopted by the council.
That's UN Ambassador Linda Thomas Greenfield. Outside a courthouse in London.
It has to be released. This farce has to end.
WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange's wife spoke out as lawyers tried a final attempt to block his extradition to the U.S. CBS News Brief. I'm Stacey Lynn.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Supporters of Wisconsin's new legislative boundaries say people can expect a more responsive state government. Governor Evers says tighter majorities will spur lawmakers to find middle ground on issues like Medicaid expansion.
I have to believe there is at least one Republican in the House or the Senate that agrees with us on that. And hope, you know, then maybe we could find a solution.
Evers signed the new maps into law yesterday. Today is spring primary day. Voters will narrow down races for local offices like school board, county board, and city council. There's a three-way primary for Milwaukee mayor. The polls are open until 8 tonight. We'll have election updates on many civic media stations. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Polls are open until 8. We'll have election results on the air tonight, with numbers also getting updated at waukradio.com. You can check to see if you have a ballot and what's on it at myvote.wi.gov. In Milwaukee and Kenosha, the mayor's race is on the ballot. There are 9 names for City of Kenosha voters and 3 in Milwaukee. The top 2 finishers in the primaries will advance to the April election. A trial date in April has been set for the former Oak Creek teacher accused of sexually assaulting a student. Rachel Goodall appeared in court yesterday. The trial is scheduled to start April 22nd, with Goodall facing charges including assault of a student by school staff. Police say surveillance footage from the school showed Goodall and the student entering her classroom after school hours. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, WAUK News.
Matt Nair on air.
Hovde, Eric Hovde now. He will be running against Tammy Baldwin.
He's not a Wisconsinite. He threw his hat in the ring from California. This is Tim Michaels all over again. Businessman who walks in and goes, well, I can take care of this. And Wisconsin says, no. Good to know you. Here's some Kringle. Go back home.
Is that how we politely blow people off now? Is to take a Kringle and go away.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
The Brewers warming up in Arizona. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers getting ready for their first game in spring training when they face the Padres Saturday. The team re-signing pitcher Brandon Woodruff to a 2-year deal as he recovers from surgery on his shoulder. NFL, the Packers hiring a new strength and conditioning coach. He is Aaron Hill, who's been the 49ers assistant coach the past 4 seasons. College basketball. The Wisconsin Badgers at home tonight against Maryland. Head coach Greg Gard met with reporters and was asked, what do you say to a team that's dropped out of the top 25? 5 rankings after losing 5 of their last 6 games.
No, I think there's, you know, you look at, you know, we've had other teams go through it too. I don't look at, because we don't talk much when we've won 5 in a row or 6 in a row or 7 of 8, and I don't worry about or talk about, oh, we've lost X number of how many, or we've won 1 in a row or 2 in a row. Let's get ready for Maryland and take it one day at a time and one game at a time.
That's the Badgers head coach Greg Gard with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. The winter warmth is surging back into the state today as highs climb to the low 50s. Under mostly sunny skies, it'll be a bit breezy today, with more patchy fog possible by early tomorrow morning. Otherwise, another bright and beautiful day with highs striking the mid-50s. Right now, it's 51 degrees.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You taught me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Keeping Southeast Wisconsin informed, engaged, and entertained. This is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Live from the WCFW studios in downtown Chippewa Falls, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network. And streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with our producer and engineer, Mr. Aaron Zommers, at the World Headquarters in downtown Madison. We, as the fantastic Terry Parr said in the opening there, are downtown Chippewa Falls. Beautiful downtown Chippewa Falls at 93.5 The Tap. You can see, if you're watching on the stream, via YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and the like, the cars going by down there in the street. Mason's Shoe Company right across the street from us here. It is a beautiful day in Chippewa Falls. Thank James Kelly, our news anchor, for joining us here at the beautiful station here at WCFW last half hour. Great guy. Fascinating guy. Does a great job reporting the news up here for us. And as you can see, to use a baseball term, he's a utility player. You understand? He can do the news. He can do the weather. He can come on at a moment's notice. He can knock it out of the park. He is a DL. He's a home run hitter. He's a utility baseball guy, a utility broadcaster, James Kelly, and we appreciate him coming on short notice. And we're going to make it happen, by the way. We're going to get down when the Yankees come to AmFam Field in New York. We'll make sure that James has a seat, and we'll even allow him to wear his Yankees cap. How about that? Welcome back to hour number three. A reminder, we are here yet for a third hour this week, and then starting a week from yesterday, actually, on next Monday, this slot, this time slot, will be filled by Maggie Dawn. The Maggie Dawn Show is moving to from the evening until from 2 until 4 right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Mr. Zommers, welcome into our final week of hour number three.
Yeah, you know, it's a little bit of a throwback to when the show started. It used to be 3 hours in the morning, and then did it switch to 2 hours before we went to the afternoon? I don't remember.
I can't remember. We were 3 hours, we were 2 hours, now we're 3 hours. But we're happy. Really, when people say, well, can you do another hour? I say, absolutely. I'm happiest when I'm here with you and our lovely audience on the air. So it's not work, you understand. It's just pleasure and joy. Why wouldn't you want to talk to our beautiful listening audience across the state of Wisconsin? Speaking thereof, I understand we have the lovely and talented Karina calling in from Milwaukee on the line. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Karina, thanks for calling in on a Tuesday. What say you? What is on your mind?
Hi, Todd. Nice to hear you. What is the Chippewa Falls?
Yes,
right? Chippewa
Falls.
Where is it?
Where is it? Or what is it?
Yeah, where is it?
Well, like, where is it? That's a great question. You know what? That's a lovely wonder. That's a very pertinent and great question, because for people who aren't familiar with the state of Wisconsin, we are just basically about hour and 15 minutes west from the Twin Cities in Minneapolis. You go across east? the
East. Sorry, I'm all turned around. Yeah, so you go across the Wisconsin River, headed east into Wisconsin, or the Mississippi River, go across the Mississippi River into Wisconsin, headed east, and then you come to the Chippewa Valley here about an hour and 10, 15 minutes later.
Oh. Well,
so northwest Wisconsin.
Like 4 hours?
From where? From Milwaukee? Oh, you could probably get here. It's somewhere about 2 hours and a half down to Madison, almost 2:45. So it's probably like 3 hours and 45 minutes from Milwaukee-ish, depending upon how heavy your foot is. Are you a fast driver, Karine?
Right. No, not really. I can't see far away, so I don't take a chance that I'm gonna see cops on the road. So you know.
Right.
I had a radar what would tell me that they're somewhere hiding, but then it's broke. I never bought the new one.
See, I love the fact that Karina has a radar in her car.
After all, yeah, I am Russian after all.
I love everything about that. But no, if you get up, come up, because a Chippewa, of course, refers to a Native American tribe area. It's a Native American name. And so you have a lot of Native American heritage up here. You have our friend Robert Pilot, who has the great program on Native Americans here, Native Roots Radio, in the evening. And he talks about this area being very important to the Native American people of Wisconsin. So, yeah, come on up to beautiful Northwest Wisconsin and check it out this summer. Or anytime, really, but particularly during the summer.
All right. So why I'm calling.
That's not why she called, you understand? Calling. Here we're talking about tourism, but that ain't why she called. All right, go ahead.
Anyway, so you guys were talking, you know, I work in the healthcare, right? And I work for healthcare for a reason. I started in Russia and the medical school. I finished as a nurse, and I came here and I figured out my way around all the bureaucracy to be able to work for healthcare for the rest of my life, hopefully. Mm. But what I want to say, and I really don't know, and I want to sound like I'm soliciting or anything, but I know one fact, that I work for a pharmacy, and we do have free shipping for medication, and also we work with a lot of doctors who's working long distance, like phone and stuff like that, and I'm honestly terrified. I'm terrified for those people who just all of a sudden have all the services removed or removed in the long distance. I mean, what are you supposed to do with the old people? What are you supposed to be doing with the newborn? What are you supposed to be doing with the people who are on the support, on oxygen and everything like that? I mean, when you don't have any hospital around you where you can get in the matter of 15, 20 minutes, it will be late. You will not gonna bring alive human being. You will come up to the emergency room with a body.
Yeah. So, I just wanted to let people know, those that might have not joined us last hour, but new this hour, we were talking with James Kelly, our local reporter here, about some of these hospitals and clinics shutting down services in the Chippewa Valley here in Northwest Wisconsin. And Karine is speaking to the fact that, yes, for a lot of people, it's a great hardship. I knew a lot about you, Karine. I know you're originally from Russia, and you're a very smart individual. I did not know that you were a nurse. So it makes me think even more highly of you, but you're absolutely right. You've seen this stuff firsthand. And for people up here in Northwest Wisconsin, this is very serious, and God forbid, it could be deadly.
Yes, it's dangerous, and what is the word for it in English? You know, when the people don't care, and they don't want to take responsibility, and they just withdrew from themselves, because it's actually, in this wonderful country, it's actually illegal, because there is, in the healthcare, it's called continuity of health, okay?
Right,
continuity of care. So the doctors, like, if the doctor doesn't like you, if pharmacy doesn't like you, like, I'm working for a pharmacy right now as administrator, and that's what I'm saying, that everything in Wisconsin, actually everywhere, we send everything for free. So if people need medication, at least I can help with that. And we also have several doctors who will talk to them on the phone. via telemedicine where I can refer them. So that's so people who listen at least know that there is not everybody dropping off the ball and nobody cares because it's frustrating. It's frustrating. We're not third world country. It shouldn't be happening here.
Agreed. Appreciate it. Karina, thank you so much for taking the time to call and talk about this important issue and in particular with your expertise. And it is good to know there are other options out there for people as these facilities shut down. And as we said, as James reported, at least through Governor Evers and others, there's some temporary monetary assistance coming, but there's going to need to be a longer-term solution. And certainly James will be here to report on that. Our colleague Pat Kreitler will be reporting on Up North News here from Lake Wissota just outside. Well, actually, in the Chippewa Valley, and we'll continue to talk about it as well. So Karina, thank you so much. Have a lovely day down there in Milwaukee. 844-967-2789. We'll welcome you in on this third hour of the Todd Allbowles Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. What I want to get to next, as we kind of change directions here, and people are starting to talk about this, and the fact that it's looking more and more, a lot of people saying that they would like a different matchup in the fall with presidential politics other than President Biden and former President Trump. But I think people are starting to get the picture, whether they like it or not, that is most likely going to be the setup coming into this fall. And so there's been a lot of criticism lately about Joe Biden's memory and is he too old or this sort of thing, which is repeated time and time and time and time and time again. And we talked last week, or actually it was on Monday, yesterday, speaking of memories, right? On the pre-recorded show, we started talking about the fact that Fox News, because we were talking about this whole issue of the charges against Joe Biden and Hunter Biden on Burisma and Chuck Grassley from Iowa, the Republican, repeating this, and that Fox News had repeated this story, charges against the Bidens on Fox News, it averaged out to 7.2 times a day for a year. And it was completely false. Came out over the weekend, completely false. The witness, Smirnoff, whatever his name was, Yakov Smirnoff, no, that wasn't his name. But this guy who said the charges, turned out he was lying about the whole thing. That's what the Department of Justice reported. So these lies get told, and it gets pounded in time and time again. Same thing with Joe Biden and his age. When you hear this time and time and time and time again, people start believing it. And they forget that Joe Biden and Donald Trump are basically the same age. And they forget all the bat crap crazy stuff that Donald Trump has said. Well, here now, word today that President Biden is taking the gloves off. CNN, President Biden personally directed his senior campaign aides in recent days to focus more aggressively on former President Trump's inflammatory comments. And this reporter, this is fresh video, fresh audio off of CNN. This is actual audio, all right? And this is the reporter MJ Lee, who is the senior White House reporter. And she tells it the way it is. Here's the cut from CNN.
Or actually, we will get to that in just a moment.
Oh, I thought Mr. Zommers has gone to work from CNN. No, actually, the clock is set. We have to wait. So this, it's a cliffhanger. It's an Eleanor cliffhanger. We'll have the cut from CNN on the other side. Don't go anywhere. It's the All Ball Show from Chippewa Falls on the Civic Media Ready Network.
The Shaw, WAUK, Waukesha's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
I joined the Carpenters Union 15 years ago as an apprentice, got free training, and have been able to advance. Now I'm a superintendent running high-profile projects in Milwaukee that change the city skyline. I'm looking for skilled and experienced carpenters. If you want to join my team with great pay, better benefits, and a chance to advance, apply today. Call 262-970-5777 and press 0 to apply. That's 262-970-5777 and press 0.
K9 Resorts of Brookfield knows how much you love your pets.
And we do too.
Happy National Love Your Pet Day from Canine Resorts on Blue Mound Road. Call us today at 262-735-5444 and receive a free day of daycare.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tile Ball Show, live from downtown Chippewa Falls in northwest Wisconsin. We are at 93.5 The Tap, our beautiful station here in beautiful downtown Chippewa Falls. You can see the cars, the pedestrians behind me there. It's a beautiful, sunny day. Tomorrow we'll be up in Hayward, probably going to be equally as sunny. I wish it were colder. They're trying to make snow. They've already made some. We're covering the 50th annual America Birkebeiner up in Hayward tomorrow, Thursday, and Friday. So looking forward to that. Before the break there was talking about this CNN reporting, and this is fantastic. This is just fresh off the wires. President Biden is personally directing the senior campaign aides to focus more aggressively on the crazy stuff that Donald Trump is saying. Uncle Joe is sick of it, you understand? He's saying, look, all that we're hearing here is negative stuff about me. Let's start talking about the crazy stuff that this dude is saying. And here we have the video, the audio from reporter MJ Lee, who is the senior White House reporter for CNN moments ago. We've bleeped it out for radio. This was the actual report from the White House lawn.
Yeah, Brianna, what we've learned is that President Biden himself personally instructed some of his top campaign aides to be even more aggressive in highlighting some of President Trump's more inflammatory and wild comments. We are told that the thrust of the president's direction was to significantly ramp up the campaign's efforts to highlight the crazy shit that Trump says in public. You know,
that made my day.
That's incredible. I can't believe they actually broadcast that.
I mean, just let's tell it the way it is. See, now there's a reporter worth her salt. MJ Lee, kudos to her. Senior White House correspondent saying that the whole thrust of this meeting, Biden telling his staff to significantly ramp up the campaign's efforts to highlight the, quote, crazy blank, unquote, that Trump says in public. I think that's spectacular. Now, maybe they used it because technically, if it's a direct quote, you can broadcast that. Now, I'm not sure how the censors here at Civic Media would feel about that, so we bleeped it out. But technically, if you're using a direct quote, you can use it. So maybe because also CNN is on a cable network, not broadcast, maybe that's why they used it. But I think it's absolutely fantastic that someone's finally calling it the way it is. And God bless Joe Biden for saying, look, I'm tired of this crap being thrown at me without ever talking about the crazy blank that Trump says. And there's a lot of it, right? Now, according to CNN, the previously unreported instruction from the president appears to demonstrate that Biden himself believes it is critical to paint his presumptive Republican opponent as unhinged and unfit for office. For weeks, his campaign has said they are fully prepared for Trump to emerge as the Republican nominee. The president's reelection team has long been focused on hammering home what they say are black and white contrasts between Biden and Trump when it comes to their temperaments and their worldviews. Biden campaign advisors say that warning voters about what another 4 years under a Trump presidency would look like is central to their general election strategy. On everything from foreign policy to reproductive rights to the protection of democratic institutions. This is, see, this is what I've been waiting for. We need a little bit of Uncle Joe here. We need some feistiness. This is exactly what the Biden campaign should be doing. And whether, again, whether or not Biden, this is a direct quote, or whether the reporter said it, it's time to call it the way it is, and I think it's fantastic. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. What do you think of Joe Biden saying, taking the gloves off, saying we're going to call it the way we see it? 844-967-2789. Let's go to the phone lines. Mark from the SAC on the line. Mark, thanks for calling. What say you?
Yeah, I really welcome it. And I think that what's curious to me is the First Amendment actually, you know, guarantees the right to free speech, yet the FCC requirements on our language is you know, far less harmful than you know, that the unrestricted use of the Second Amendment, because let's face it, every little boy or little girl has actually heard their father say "Oh fudge" on occasion, right? Like Ralphie in the Christmas story. That, and the fact that they can't hear the occasional utterance on the radio or on TV is just baffling to me, because it's not going to really, you know, not that you should use that language just frequently, but there's times where that it is appropriate to use that kind of language, because that unfortunately there's some of that language that apparently, that I saw one source where that the Normans decided that wasn't appropriate to use that language, so we're still stuck with, you know, those restrictions on our language because they decided it was impolite. I mean, back in the day, you could have your tongue branded for blasphemies, you know, prior to, you know, that back in the colonial days. I mean, that for you know, for using, you know, that taking the Lord's name in vain. I mean, that it is just remarkable to me that, and it's all, I'm all for Joe Biden calling Donald Trump up out for the blank that he is, you know, continually spewing
the
from
crazy
his mouth.
Blank. Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, and again, my guess is the reason that CNN let it fly was because it's a direct quote. And again, we could theoretically use it. I'm not going to, because, you know, I enjoy being employed. I'm not sure how our legal censors here at Civic Media would feel. But it is a direct quote, and that's what the CNN reporter is reporting. And I think the fact that they didn't bleep it out on the CNN reporting is fantastic. Just that Joe Biden is just calling it like he sees it.
And I'm all for that, because, you know, Donald Trump gets away with enough of it, you know, on a daily basis, that it is just remarkable to me. And as well as the MAGA, or I, you know, what I kind of switched to MAGA from Making America Great Again, making Americans gullible again is what Donald Trump is all about. I mean,
that's pretty good, Mark. You come up with that? That's pretty good. I like that.
Yeah, it came to me the other day. So.
Very nice.
Well,
very
thanks
nice.
So much.
Hey, always appreciate your call, Mark. Thank you very much, Mark, from Purdue SAC. Always a pleasure. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Welcome you in. What do you think about about Joe Biden taking off the gloves and calling it like it is, and saying it's time to call out the, quote, crazy blank, unquote, that Trump says in public? Time to call it out. 844-967-2789. Let's go to the phone lines, and let's go to Kathy from Cambridge. Kathy, about a minute left. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's about time. I'm all for it. Plus, that face-to-face with Trump, I seriously think he had a minor stroke or something, the way he's starting to slur. So, yeah, it's about time. They fight fire with fire. Thank you.
I agree. Hey, I agree. Thanks for listening out there in beautiful Cambridge. Great. Ever been to Cambridge, Mr. Zommers?
I have not.
It's a beautiful community. We'll have to do, they have a big fire festival out there in Cambridge. We'll have to do the show out there in beautiful Cambridge. So I agree with Kathy. Time to have some fire, right, in Joe Biden. Time to have some fire and call it out. Take more of your calls on the other side. We are live for the half hour here in beautiful downtown Chippewa Falls. I hear the Titanic music somewhere. No, I'm just kidding. Leo DiCaprio, his character was from here. 93.5 The Tap, back after this in the Civic Media Radio Network.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh.
Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
So you'd like to find that little slice of paradise out in the country. Well, do your homework. I'm PM Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news for a Tuesday. That's the advice of Steve LeFou. He is a loan officer with Compure Financial, and he says what many people looking to buy out in the country don't realize, a lot of lenders don't want to deal with things like raw land or aged rural properties. He said, especially if you're a first-time home buyer, do your homework and get your paperwork ready.
I think that there's more demand than there is supply. So if you're wanting to buy that little slice of heaven in the country, you may need to be prepared well in advance and ready to strike when that property hits the market, because you may not have very much time from when it hits the market to when it's already under contract. So whether you are a few months away from thinking that you're going to be a first-time home buyer or a few years, it's good to get these things, this information under your belt.
Steve LeFou, he is a loan officer with Compure Financial. He said the other thing you have to realize when you're purchasing properties in rural areas, they come with some additional baggage, like maintaining your own well as well as your own septic. He said those are extra inspections that you're going to have to go through before that property can be purchased. They're going to be having a first-time homeowner seminar online tomorrow at 1 p.m. You can find details and get registered at compure.com.
Wisconsin Farm Bureau's grassroots policy really truly is a bottom-up process. This is truly started at the bottom by the members, for the members. It really does work its way up the chain, because this is the core foundation of Farm Bureau. We truly are all-encompassing, and that's why I really believe in the Farm Bureau mission.
WFBF.com.
We are the voice of agriculture.
A voice for farmers. Vision for agriculture. Wisconsin Farm Bureau.
Mutual Assurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
If you're interested in a rewarding career with a strong Wisconsin company, Rural Mutual Insurance is looking to add to their growing team of successful employees and agents. Apply online today at ruralmutual.com/careers.
Rural Mutual Assurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
And some congratulations are in order for the 2024 Organic Farmers of the Year. The award going to Full Circle Community Farm just outside of Seymour. The owner-operators include Rick Adamski, Valerie Dantoin, Andrew Adamski, Heather Toman, and Scott Rosenberg. They'll be recognized this week in La Crosse at the 2024 Marble Seed Organic Farming Conference. There's your food news on a Tuesday. I'm PM Yonke.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. The winter warmth is surging back into the state today as highs climb to the low 50s. Under mostly sunny skies, it'll be a bit breezy today, with more patchy fog possible by early tomorrow morning. Otherwise, another bright and beautiful day with highs striking the mid-50s. Right now, it's 51 degrees.
Hi, my name is Maggie Dawn. You may have already heard that my 6 p.m. show is moving to 2 to 4 p.m. on the Civic Media Network.
And I'm Todd Lobel, still taking care of middays from noon till 2.
Todd, what are you doing?
I'm Dom, and Crudy and I are still kicking it from 4 to 6 p.m. across the Civic Media Network.
Dom, this is supposed to be about my show. I don't see why any of you guys...
We just want to be sure folks know precisely where to find you.
Right before the greatest radio show ever.
Until now, Crute.
Maggie Dawn, coming to your local station on the Civic Media Network.
2 to 4 p.m.
Right after me.
Oh, for crying out loud.
Your home of the Earl Ingram Show. Weekday mornings from 8 till 10 on The Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
Yeah.
pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tyler Wall Show or on the Civic Media Radio Network across the state of Wisconsin, if I could get it out. We are live here in downtown Chippewa Falls, the great station, 93.5 The Tap. 93.5 The Tap on the FM dial here in the beautiful Chippewa Valley, serving Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the greater region. You can see behind me, beautiful downtown Chippewa Falls for those watching on the stream, right across from the Mason Shoe Company. My grandpa used to sell Mason shoes like as a side gig. True story. Great pairs of shoes made right here, sold and made in beautiful Chippewa Falls. Anyway, welcome back to the show. Talking about this report here this afternoon. This is fantastic, by the way. It is made by, it's been a great show. You started off with Luke Mathers, you got James Kelly, got Mr. Zomers on the board, you got you on the phone lines, and here now you had the CNN reporter, after it was reported today, what she's doing is reporting what Joe Biden is telling his people behind the scenes. And he's sick and tired of being pummeled for being a couple of years older than Trump, and he says it's time to call it out. And he's giving his people instructions, his campaign people. And here, the great CNN reporter, MJ Lee, the senior White House reporter of CNN, just gave this report a few moments ago on CNN. Here is the audio from this White House report.
Yeah, Brianna, what we've learned is that President Biden himself personally instructed some of his top campaign aides to be even more aggressive in highlighting some of President Trump's more inflammatory and wild comments. We are told that the thrust of the president's direction was to significantly ramp up the campaign's efforts to highlight the crazy shit that Trump says in public. You know,
it makes me laugh every time I hear it. Just tell Biden wants his staff to he's telling them, call out the crazy blank that Trump says in public.
Good old BFD Biden. Call it out.
Right, exactly. That's right. It's a big effing deal. That's what he told to Obama when they signed Obamacare. I love it when he's feisty. I love it when he just calls it the way it is. We need more of that. What do you think? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. You can also text us on the Civic Media app. You can only cost you $100 to donate to my PayPal. No, not really. It's free. It's free. The Civic Media app is free. Won't cost you a dime. You can download it at the iPhone or Android device. It takes a minute. It is free. It's what Gail King calls a deal, the Civic Media app. Text us there or also on Facebook and YouTube and satellite and wherever else we're at. They keep adding things, you understand? I just show up. I just, well, here you're here. Mr. Zomers is on top of that. This is why we employ fabulous young minds like him. You let me know what's going on. I just show up and talk for a couple hours.
Well, I mean, that is very inaccurate representation of what you do.
Well, you know, but something along those lines. But it's great to have people that do all the technical stuff. I appreciate it very, very much. But weigh in either on the text line or give us a call. Are you happy that Joe Biden is finally just saying enough's enough? We're going to start telling people the truth here, whether they want to hear the stark truth or not. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Going to the phone lines right now, and we have our ongoing contributor and friend, Mr. Jeff Perry, on the line. Mr. Perry, thanks for calling in. What say you?
Well, things are a little different in broadcasting than they were when we were in high school together, aren't they? You can say some things now you didn't used to be able to say.
Peter Fanis would have never allowed us to say that on the air, Jeff.
Not a chance.
I mean, this is a true story. Jeff knows this story. Jeff knows this story, but very quickly, our colleague Phil Nee, of course, the great Phil Nee at WRCO, he has this show, he still has it, called Those Were the Days, and there's a song called Shaving Cream. And Jeff, you probably know who sings it. I don't. Do you know who sings it?
I forgot. I used to know.
Yeah, it's an old novelty song from way back when. And the song goes along, and you think they're going to say the dirty word, the S word, and instead the guy says shaving cream. And then he goes, shaving cream. And so Peter Thanis, the late great owner of WRCO, was driving home one Saturday, and he comes into the station on Monday and tells our colleague Phil Nee, he says, say, and he smoked like a chimney, and he smoked in the studio, and he'd take a puffy... Say, I was listening to Todd on Saturday night, and they played this song, and you knew what they were going to say. They were going to say blank, and they said shaving cream. And to Phil Nee's credit, because he's a great man, he looked sheepishly at our owner, Peter Thanis. He said, well, actually, I played it. And Pete looks at him, he goes, you played it? Never again. Now Pete would have never stood for what the CNN reporter did, which is actually using the word. But Jeff, you know broadcasting. Am I right or wrong? Since she was supposedly reporting a direct quote by President Biden, and it was on cable, that's probably why they used it.
Now I agree with that. And the fact that it's on cable, I think, like on the Daily Show, they can get away with saying that, for example. But I think she just slipped. The way you played the clip, the way she said it, it sounded to me like she just kind of slipped. But I think it was Benny Bell.
Yes, it is Benny Bell. That's correct.
I think it was Benny Bell. I just think now I'm hoping now, before I say this next thing, that Aaron has a certain sound effect ready to go. But I'm very happy that Joe Biden, in speaking with his campaign staff, is now whipping them into shape.
I didn't have it ready. I didn't have the whip.
Oh, that's fine.
Oh, I'm so disappointed.
We'll set it up again. We'll set it. Wait for him. All right. Now. All right. We'll edit that out in the replay. So now we have it ready. Okay, Jeff. It's been a long week already. Jeff. All right. Here we go. Take two. Go ahead.
Okay. All right. So I'm very happy to see that President Biden, in speaking with his campaign staff, is finally whipping them into shape.
There you go.
There it is.
Absolutely fantastic. That's exactly what we want right there. Our studio audience.
Now, if you can do the John McLaughlin impression again, that's going to just make the rest of my afternoon. I was enjoying that so much.
What are you enjoying? Well, you're old. I mean, you and I are the same age. I mean, it was a great program, right?
Oh, yeah. I watched it all the time. Yeah, I thought it was fantastic. It was fantastic. And then, as you alluded to, the Saturday Night Live parody of it was even better.
Really? Yeah, it really was, right? Who played McLaughlin? I forget who it was.
I believe it was Dana Carvey.
Yeah, it was.
Dana. I mean, who does impressions better than Dana Carvey? I mean, that's
he did quite a few good ones, yeah.
Jeffrey, you're fantastic. Well, I appreciate you calling, but don't you agree? Isn't it great to see Joe Biden kind of getting back to Uncle Joe, taking off the gloves, call it like they see it?
Absolutely, and that's exactly what needs to happen. More of it. He needs to turn it up even farther.
All right, very good. Oh, by the way, Mr. Zomers has the song queued up. Apparently, here we go now. Here's the song that nearly got me fired, and I didn't even play it. Here we go, Mr. Zomers.
I have a sad story to tell you. It may hurt your feelings a bit. Last night when I walked into my bathroom, I stepped in a big pile of shaving cream. Be nice and clean. Shave every day.
There it is. That song nearly got me fired, and I didn't even play it. You understand? Phil could have thrown me under the bus, and I would have been gone. My entire radio career would have been over. But Phil needs to save me more than once.
I love that story.
Right? Yeah, right. Well, nicely done, Mr. Zomers, by the way. Excellent. All right, Jeff. Well, always a pleasure. Great to have you along on a Tuesday. Thanks for calling in, and you're welcome anytime, of course.
Thanks, Todd. Appreciate it.
All right. Thank you very much. There you have it. Jeff Perry calling, our ongoing contributor. Great opportunity to tell that story. One of my favorite radio stories of all time. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Let's go down to beautiful Sussex and Gary calling in on the line. Gary from Sussex, thanks for calling in. Go ahead. We'll see you.
I'm a conservative, and I'm happy for you guys that Uncle Joe is finally waking up and showing a little spunk, because he's been pretty quiet, you know. But Donald Trump does say weird things, and you guys can laugh about it. Me, I just cringe. I just say, oh, my God, why did he say this stuff, you know? So, yeah, I agree. I have no idea why he says the stuff that he does. I guess, you know, if I was running for president, I wouldn't either. But, you know, he's really pissed off. Can I say pissed?
Well, you just did. You know? But, yeah, that's what they let us say. But, yes.
Okay. He's just really pissed off at all these guys trying to indict him on everything. And, you know, he's just getting unhinged. So I don't know. He should be a little bit more presidential, in my opinion. And, yeah, he does say weird things. And I wish he would stop, because it's not helping.
What?
But.
Here's a serious question. I'm glad you called in, Gary. Here's a serious question. Do you think that because I would call you a principled, reasonable conservative voter, from little we've interacted on the air. Do you think that people like yourself, that's going to matter, his kind of unhinged comments where he says just ridiculous, over-the-top stuff? Do you think that matters to voters like yourself come November?
It does matter a lot to me. The indictments that he's getting and all the other sort of stuff, these lawsuits, that doesn't really bother me. Matter of fact, that just gets me more mad. But when he says these stupid things, you know, like, where's Nikki Haley's husband? Where is he? Well, right. My God, he's serving America. You know, he's nuts. I mean, I don't know why he says it. That's what upsets me, not the lawsuits. That actually gets me fired up and more...
Interesting and insightful. I appreciate the honesty as always. Appreciate the call. You're welcome anytime, Gary. Have a great day over there in beautiful Sussex. 844-967-2789. Again, 844-967-2789. I think Gary has a great point. And interesting that it's not the indictments that get him. It's just kind of this over-the-top stuff. Because I agree with Gary that I think that even people who are Republicans and principled conservatives, they don't want to vote for someone who is calling out a person who is on active duty, who has been called up. I mean, Nikki Haley's husband, we talked about this before, part of the National Guard, and has been deployed on active duty in Africa. And you got Trump taking him on and making fun of him and somehow insinuating that he's having an affair or what, you know, calling, where is Nikki Haley's husband? Well, he knows, along with everyone else, where Nikki Haley's husband is at. I find it deplorable and disgusting to call out an active duty member who is serving honorably on behalf of the country. And it sounds like Gary is on that point would agree with me. And I think that it just baffles people, because I think that, quite frankly, if Republicans nominate Trump, and I think that it's all but certain they will, they're kind of slitting their own political throats, because I think that Nikki Haley would be a much more formidable opponent for Joe Biden come November. Simply the contrast, not just politically, but who they are. Woman versus a man, younger versus older. You know, I don't agree with everything Nikki Haley says, and I wouldn't vote for her, but she does not come across as absolutely crazy. And I think that Republicans, because the process is controlled by Trump people, I think it is all but certain that Trump will be the nominee. And I think that will be the downfall in November of the election. I think it's going to make it easier for Joe Biden to beat Trump. Because we hear about all this, we talked about before, Fox News pounding in these lies 7 times a day about Burisma and Hunter and Joe Biden. And it turns out, now the Department of Justice says it was all a lie. And it's the same way on the age stuff, beating people's heads. What we have to keep reminding people is the actual track record. And by the way, it's also some of the more progressive people out there. They're like, well, you know, it doesn't make me real excited. Joe Biden has the economy humming. Unemployment at record low. Most number of jobs in the last 5 administrations. Bringing more money to Wisconsin for transportation. Joe Biden is getting it done. He's taking the gloves off. Back with Lawrence from downtown Chippewa Falls. It's the All Ball Show for a Tuesday on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK, Waukesha's home for Up North News Radio.
It's Black History Month, and Civic Media supports the importance of this observance. But what do you really know about it? I'm Calvin Butenhoff, producer of The Earl Ingram Show. Our Echoes of Empowerment Black History Stories will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl.
Did you know there was a time when African Americans couldn't buy their own homes? In 1948, the Supreme Court ruled the ban on selling property to black buyers was unconstitutional. Yet black people still couldn't purchase homes in white neighborhoods. The Fair Housing Act in 1968 ended this type of discrimination. But there's still work to do. Today, only 40% of black populations own their own homes. Listen for another Black History story here on Civic Media. I'm Earl Ingram.
The Shaw, WAUK.
Welcome back to the Tall Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, and it's 10 before the hour of 3 o'clock. That's 10 minutes away from another wonderful time and the chance to hear Pete Schwabe, usually in the evening, the great program Nightlight, entertainer extraordinaire Pete Schwabe. We are replaying an hour every afternoon for the next week or rest of this week to let you get to know Pete a little bit better. Sit down, have a drink with him. Take off your shoes, relax, enjoy yourself. Pete Schwabe, a replay of Nightlight with Pete Schwabe coming up at the top of the hour.
Actually, today, that is not the case.
Of course it's not. Of course that's not the case.
No, today and tomorrow, we have Jimmy Cusco live hosting.
Why would it be? Why would that's only what I was told that we were going to play. Why would it be? Not you.
And then Greg is from Matt Mayer on Air is filling in on Thursday.
Now, we could not have written a better bit. We couldn't have written it better. That was fantastic. That's fantastic. Well, tune in at 3 o'clock. It's the Civic Media Potpourri. You never know. It's like, you know, I used to have like on Christmas, you go to the mall and they'd have a big box. I'm not sure they do this anymore, but like they have like bags from your local grocery store, the paper kind, and it was a mystery gift, you know, $15 mystery gift. And you don't know what it is until you buy it and open it up. So we're going to start calling the 3 o'clock hour for the rest of the week Civic Media's Mystery Gift Hour. Tune in and open it up.
Yeah, so today and tomorrow, Jimmy Cusco. On Thursday, Greg. And on Friday, Anya.
Well, or something like that. Tune in. It'll be a surprise. Here's a chance to show your trivia prowess, your knowledge. See if you can answer this question. An important day today. On February 20th, 1962, America launched its first rocket into Earth orbit. I'm not even that old, Mr. Somers. Even I wasn't born back then. The feat made the sole astronaut on board a national hero and a household name. What was his name? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. No prizes, no, but just your chance to brag across statewide radio. On February 20th, 1962, America launched its first rocket into Earth orbit. The feat made the sole astronaut on board a national hero and a household name. What was his name? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Give us a call. See what your trivia knowledge. Wait a minute or so. Have you seen it yet, Mr. Somers? Do you know?
Any guesses? I do know who it is, so I'm not going to say.
All right, so you're not going to say. All right, very good. February 20th, 1962, America launched its first rocket into Earth orbit. The feat made the sole astronaut on board a national hero and household name. What was his name? The entire nation, including school children, stopped whatever they were doing and watched the Atlas rocket launch on TV. So this quiz is not for those folks. Here's a hint. He rode his famed... wrote his fame for a long political career, including 25 years in the United States Senate, and he had a presidential bid in 1984. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789, and no, Jeff Perry, not Buddy Ebsen. Star of the Beverly Hillbillies. Which one of my all-time favorite television sitcoms, by the way. but not a bad guess, by the way, actually. I mean, Buddy Ebsen and this guy were probably working together at the same time. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Looking for the astronaut who on February 20th, 1962, America, who was the astronaut aboard the Atlas rocket, the first rocket to orbit Earth. Mr. Zomers?
And we have John from Watertown. John from Watertown, What is your answer?
It was John Glenn.
Absolutely correct. Thank you so very much. Are you old enough that you remember this, or you just know it?
I was 4 years old when it happened, so I don't really remember it. But
do you remember as you grew up? Go ahead. I was just asking, do you remember like your parents talking about it?
Yeah, and I remember him running for president in 84 too.
Absolutely. Well, great. Appreciate you calling in. Have a wonderful. Go ahead.
No, I just wanted to say thanks for taking my call.
Oh, thank you for calling in. Thanks for listening over there in beautiful Watertown. So yes, who is John Glenn? John Glenn returned to space. Remember this? At age 77. So talk about people who could get things done late in life. John Glenn was 77 years old when he went aboard the Space Shuttle Discovery in 1998. His mission's primary scientific aim was to study the effects of space flight on seniors. Glenn passed away at age 95 in 2016. Shortly before his death, Hollywood commemorated his mission in the popular 2016 film Hidden Figures. It was the 60s and the space race was on. The U.S. and Soviet Union competed to achieve important firsts in space. Glenn gave his capsule the nickname Friendship 7 in honor of the seven astronauts in the Mercury program. The speed required to achieve Earth orbit is about 17,000 miles per hour, and no American had ever gone that fast before. Bonus quiz question. Glenn wasn't the first American in space. First came a couple of short suborbital flights. What was the name of the first American in space? Answer, Alan Shepard from May of 1961. So there you go. Remembering the late, great John Glenn on this date, and February 20th, 1962.
Not too long between getting into space and making the orbit.
Right.
The space race was real.
The space race was real. And again, John Glenn proving you could get a lot done even later in life. Been a great show today. Mr. Zomers, thanks for all your work down there at the World Headquarters in Madison, as always. Also, thanks to Luke Mathers for Tuesday Tangents with Luke, and also the great James Kelly, our reporter here in Chippewa Falls, and everyone here in Chippewa Falls at 93.5 The Tap. We thank you. We'll see you from downtown Hayward tomorrow for the 50th Annual America Birkbeiner. Until then, this is Todd Allball saying, whatever you believe in, whatever you're fighting for, do not give up. Keep banging on your drum.
Banging on your drum. Keep banging on, and your day will come. Keep banging on. Banging on your drum.
Waukesha, home of Les Paul, our awesome farmers market, and The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
What's on your to-do list? Check your mail? Get groceries? How about getting your annual vaccines? We can help you check that off.
You've got this.
Yes, you do. Because we've got you. With local vaccine events and access to transportation, protecting yourself and your loved ones is not a chore anymore.
You've got this.
A message from the Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging. Funded by the U.S. Administration for Community Living through a grant to U.S. Aging. Learn more at yougotthis.usaging.org.
You are listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. The GOP South Carolina primary is Saturday, and Republican presidential hopeful Nikki Haley is campaigning in